Well, if you take that passage in Isaiah 52 that calls the gospel the good news of happiness, and we know in Luke it's the good news of great joy, then what we can say to people, instead of saying, stop seeking happiness, you're wrong to want to be happy. That's ungodly. You should want instead to be joyful, which is some transcendent, unemotional thing that we don't even know what it means, the way we often describe joy. But don't seek happiness, because happiness and joy are radically different from each other. If we send that message, then what we do is we burn the bridge to the gospel. The gospel is offering the good news of happiness. It's a good news of deliverance from sin, which brings happiness. It's a good news of coming into right relationship with God, our Creator, who is a happy God. And He says, well done, my good and faithful servant, enter into your master's happiness. We've got to reconnect the gospel and happiness so that people who are seeking happiness don't turn from the message of the gospel, but turn to it because they've not found the happiness they crave, but they can find it in Christ.